DOD is one of only two cabinet-level agencies that hasn't been able to get a clean audit opinion so far. Under current law, the Pentagon has a little less than 6 years to get its financial systems into a state where they can withstand the scrutiny of outside auditors, and an even tighter deadline was put in place last month by Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, who came into office pronouncing his personal commitment to the issue. He's told the department to be ready for a partial audit by 2014. Yesterday, a special panel of the House Armed Services Committee heard from three of the firms who are likely to participate in that audit. They all agree DOD auditability is doable as long as there's sustained commitment, and as long as auditability is something that people across the department are held accountable for, rather than just its financial managers. Joanne Boutel is a partner in the audit practice at Deloitte.
Cross-functional ownership at the senior levels cannot be forced by the CFO, who is a peer to many of the business leaders. This is a job for the secretary and the deputy secretary with tangible and measurable objectives. Secretary Panetta's recent announcement that he is now personally involved in driving the department to achieve audit readiness is a major signal that this is a top priority of the department. However, sustained participation from the secretary and deputy secretary is critical to reinforcing the message throughout the department that auditability is a top priority.
And Boutel says there's evidence, even within DOD itself, that leadership commitment can make a big difference.
The Defense Information Systems Agency, or DISA, started on a journey in 2005 to obtain an audit opinion on its financial statements. The DISA director and others in leadership became personally involved and actively drove the audit readiness efforts. And recently, DISA successfully completed an audit of their working capital fund. The ongoing involvement of the DISA director was a major factor in their success.
There are other examples across the department of individual defense components coming up with clean audit opinions, among them the Army Corps of Engineers and the Defense Finance and Accounting Service. But producing a clean audit on the scale of an enterprise the size of the entire Defense Department is a far different exercise, according to Tracy Porter. She's a partner at Grant Thornton.
Like almost every action DOD takes, its audit will be the single largest audit ever undertaken. In addition to large, the audit will be complex because DOD's operations span our nation's history, while the focus on audit readiness is relatively recent. Unlike most companies undergoing an audit for the first time, DOD isn't audit ready. The difference between the initial audit readiness of DOD and most large companies stems from the drive for profit. The profit drive ingrains in private sector personnel that without financial managers' input to key business decisions, they don't have adequate understanding of the availability of resources to carry out their operations. That nature hasn't been part of the government's way of doing business. They just assume the funding will come.
Porter says the road between now and 2017 will be rocky. She says that's because a lot of large enterprises enter into the audit process with unrealistic expectations about how difficult the process is.
Some of the expectations may derive from the term audit readiness. When laymen hear the term audit readiness, they may assume it means an organization is likely to obtain an unqualified opinion on its financial statements. It often means, however, that the organization simply has enough evidence ready to subject to the scrutiny of auditors, even though the result may be a qualified opinion or even a disclaimer. The past has shown that receiving a qualified opinion or disclaimer is often the first step most federal agencies have had to take before they really understand where the focus of their audit remediation efforts need to be.
Porter's firm has been hired by DOD to conduct audits for the Marine Corps, specifically on their statement of budgetary resources and accounting of available funds. She says it's been a learning process for both sides. Her firm has learned a lot about how the Marine Corps does business, and the Marines, she says, have learned a lot about what professional auditors are looking for when they examine financial processes, lessons they're sharing with other military services. Mark Keeley, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, says the current state of DOD's financial systems isn't a result of malice or apathy inside the Pentagon. He says it boils down to the fact that auditability is a relatively new idea in DOD, and it's not what the financial systems were designed for.
The DOD did not intend to create the audit readiness challenges it has today. Rather, the DOD developed and implemented processes and systems tailored to achieve its overall functional mission. Audit readiness then became an imperative. Because the DOD's incumbent processes and systems were not originally designed to meet audit readiness, a new kind of thinking will be required for the DOD to address the requirements of an audit-ready organization.
That new thinking, he says, includes making sure that functional leaders across the department understand that audit readiness is their responsibility too, bringing in more trained CPAs with experience in financial statement audits, and a lot of hard work to reconfigure DOD's financial systems so that they adhere to generally accepted accounting principles. DoD currently has a mix of legacy accounting systems together with an estimated 2,200 enterprise resource planning systems across the various services and DoD agencies. The department is trying to consolidate those ERP systems, but Keeley says the number of ERPs isn't the problem. For accountants, it's the fact that they often contain duplicative information.
The auditor doesn't know which to choose. And so when working with business folks, if the business folks have data in a legacy system and an ERP system, it's difficult to first reconcile that information and then nail down a population. We spend a great deal of time identifying the absolute population upon which we can test. And if we can't identify the population, we cannot move forward. So less may be more in the case of the ERP consolidation, so I applaud the effort. But that's much more of a business decision. I do not want an audit to impede the DoD's warfighting mission. If you need 2,000 systems to achieve the mission, I can audit it.
All three audit pros say they're encouraged by the commitment they're seeing in the department, especially at the leadership level, and that the DoD Comptroller's financial improvement and audit readiness plan is the right approach on paper. Despite the challenges, Porter says she thinks the current deadlines are achievable.
I do think the goals are there. I think the sustainment across the department at the lower levels so that it doesn't go away when the secretary changes is critical to make this leap forward that they're trying to get to. So with that right amount of focus and with those lessons continuing to be learned and nobody backing off from that progress and just keeping that pressure on, because you take the pressure of the audit readiness or the pressure of the audit off, the way things work right now aren't yet well ingrained in everybody within the services. So they will immediately fall back to their old way of doing business. So you have to just keep this pressure and this momentum in order to keep us going in the direction that they need to go.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.